Hi, I'm Danny Michelle, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Right, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also, make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or Spring Reverb YGK on socials. See you there.
All right, yeah. that sounded great, guys. I'm just going to listen it over and make sure all the levels sounded good, and I'll let you know what
I'm not afraid to die. glass full, but it's a glass half full. I'm
Hey, I'm healing. I'm Nate. I'm healing with Dutch Baby, and they just did a live session on 101.9. You guys want to talk about yourselves, introduce yourselves?
Yeah, for sure. So I'm Rachel. I'm the singer, and I go to Queens, and yeah.
I'm Aiden. I'm the guitar player.
I'm Riley. I'm the bass player.
I'm Marika. I do keys.
I'm Sam. I play drums.
Cool. So I was kind of wondering, how did you guys kind of meet and form this band?
Do you want it?
That's a good story. Rachel and I kind of got it together in third year, and then we met Riley, who was playing with a different band at the time, Isbister. And then at the beginning of last fall, we met up with Mr. Sam
and Mr. Aiden.
And Mr. Aiden, and kind of got going. But Riley has a good story of how he met Sam.
Yeah. You
want
to say that one?
Yes, yeah. I live very, very close to Sam. I live about a block away, and I could hear him drumming.
I brought my drums up to just practice over the summer.
And we needed a drummer at the time. And as the girls came in for band practice, I could hear drumming. So I followed the sound and shouted up at Sam in his window. And I was like, Sam. Or not Sam, I didn't know
Let
him
down
yet.
Your hair.
Let down your hair.
Do you need a band? And he was like, yeah. And I'm like,
I'm
okay.
Still also fairly sure that it was my roommate's drumming who you heard. Because he was drumming a bit earlier.
Could have been a different guy. Could have been a different guy.
Good enough, though.
Good enough.
Like, I've seen you guys promoting your debut EP, Dutch Baby. And I saw that you guys got it recorded down in the Tragically Hips recording studio.
Yeah.
What's it like being able to kind of amongst yourself in the same studio when so many classic songs and records came out of?
Yeah, I think it was surreal for all of us. Like, when we walked in, it's a beautiful studio, first of all, and it's such a beautiful location, but I think it was awesome to see just be put in the same place that they've recorded a lot of their classic albums, and a lot of other artists like that have been there as well. I know a lot of Kingston local artists, but it was awesome just to hang out. We had like a 12-hour session booked, so we just kind of hung out for the day. But I don't know about you guys.
It's really cool being in like a professional setting for music. Just a bunch of instruments that we were allowed to
just
touch
fooling
and
around
fiddle
with.
Yeah,
is this not professional?
Apologize.
The most professional.
Oh yeah. I guess what's next from Dutch Baby?
I think EP release tomorrow. Or
on Friday. So if you're hearing this on Thursday, Friday the 24th.
Friday the 24th.
On all platforms. And after that, who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Yeah, might be sticking around, might be leaving. But
yeah, we'll see. I also do want to shout out Open Sessions. This is kind of your previous question, but we recorded one of the songs we played today, Don't Pass Me By, with Sam at Open Sessions, and that was great. And then working with Niles at Bathos was also awesome.
Well, sick. Thanks for stopping in. And you guys can check Dutch Baby's debut EP, Dutch Baby, on, I presume, all streaming platforms, right?
Mm-hmm. All of them.
Yeah, sick. Well, this has been Live Session with Dutch Baby on 101.9.
Now on this week's Release Radar, in partnership with the Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present new music from Dutch Baby's debut self-titled EP that follows their first single release, Don't Pass Me By, in January 2026. Recorded at the legendary Bathhouse Studio, the 4-track EP was written and tracked this spring. Dutch Baby is excited to share the new album with Kingston after a year of live performances and strong local support. Be sure to catch them on CFRC's Live Sessions programming as well. Are you a local musician who'd like to be highlighted next time on our airwaves and social media? Complete the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visit kingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Dutch Baby's new EP on your favorite platforms and enjoy the lead single from it called Riley's Five Dive here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM.
Swim down, baby, you know it's easy. Easier to just swim.
Kingston Music Office, we're pleased to present the lead single from Rust Pump's debut eponymous EP. The song Drool Again stands out as the lead track, blending classic rock influences with a modern edge, while the song's use of seventh chords creates a melancholic, dreamy atmosphere that mirrors its exploration of a couple seeking relief through substance use. Both intimate and dynamic, Drool Again has become a favorite of the band and a lasting highlight of their sound. Want to be highlighted next time? Complete the release radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. In the meantime, stream Drool Again by Rust Pump on your favorite platforms and enjoy it here with us now on CFRC 101.9 FM. Live music fans, get ready. Spring Reverb returns for its fifth edition, May 28th through the 31st in downtown Kingston, Ontario, and CFRC is thrilled to be part of the action. Over 4 days, you can catch live music, panels, workshops, and see what makes the Kingston music scene tick. Get ready for acts like Bedouin Soundclash, The Dirty Nil, Hot Garbage, By Divine Rights, Slaves of Spanky, Pony Girl, Tanya Iyer, Golden Feather, and so much more. Also, make sure to check out all the free panels, workshops, a merch market, and the first ever Cataraqui Punk Rock Flea Market. For more information on the lineup and tickets, visit kppconcerts.com or Spring Reverb YGK on socials. See you there.
This is Lauren from Churches, and I am saying hello to Queen's University CFRC.
Hello, you are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. Welcome to the Release Radar Rundown, brought to you in partnership with the Kingston Music Office. I'm Dinah Jansen. This program features smoking hot local singles released right here in Kingston, Ontario that have been featured in the weekly Release Radar series. Local artists can get in on the action with social media promotion and airplay on CFRC's airwaves by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or via visitkingston.music on Instagram. This week, we've got another fun special episode featuring a lovely conversation with local singer-songwriter Jessica Wallowicz ahead of the release of her new, brand-new single, Favor, coming out on August 14th. For fans of The Beaches, Wednesday, Lucy Dacus, and Always, Favor is an upbeat indie rock anthem about wishing someone would do you a simple favor, just shut up. Beneath its playful attitude, the song explores vulnerability, tension, and the messy honesty of relationships. It was recorded with producers Joseph Bonetta, who's worked with Tokyo Police Club, Andy Schaaf, and Fan Club Wallet, as well as Ben Granger, who's worked with the Astros and the Sugar Pills. This was all done at Port William Sound. And as a special bonus, there's even an accompanying music video that will be released right alongside the single on August 14th. Let's jump in now with this wonderful local artist, Jessica Wallowicz. Thank you for joining us. Great to have you back here on CFRC with us, Jessica. It's always a pleasure. How are you doing?
Thank you. I'm doing well. How are you?
Fantastic. And yes, you were with us a while ago with our Airwave YGK project, but you've been pretty busy working, putting out a number of singles over the last couple of years, and you've got a new one that we're going to chat about today. I wonder if you can remind folks about some of your music. You have three singles released, in a couple of them in 2024 and one in 2025. Tell us a little bit more about those singles.
Yeah, absolutely. I got started with releasing music spring 2024. I put out my first single. It was a bedroom recording that I recorded actually with the help of local musician Savannah Shea. So big shout out to her. And that came out April 2024. And then that opened up a lot of doors for me to continue doing shows and continue working towards recording more professionally. And then I got connected with Jonas Bonetta at Port William Sound, where I recorded two singles, Ashtray Whispers and This Is It. So Ashtray Whispers came out that fall, and then This Is It came out the next winter. And after those three songs, I took a lot of time to do shows and work on writing and work on putting together a band. And now those fuller sounding songs are being recorded.
Amazing. And yes, you just talked about Jonas Bonetta, with whom you've been working at Port William Sound. And I also understand you were working with Ben Granger, too. You talked about your first recording done with Savannah Shea and then moving into a partnership into a studio setting. How did that happen?
That happened through recommendations from people in the musiki scene. And I'd been performing at musiki for a little while at that point and doing my own solo sets. And just from chatting with people at the bar, I started to hear, oh, your style kind of reminds me of these people and these artists. Have you heard of Port William Sound? And I had no clue what they were talking about. I was like, please tell me more. So they started showing me Instagram pages and songs and different works of his. So I emailed him and reached out and said, hey, here's the kind of music I'm working on. This is the single that I've put out. If you have availability, I'd love to discuss. And right away, he jumped on it. He emailed me back within a day. And then we booked in some time and got to work.
Amazing. And now I feel like that could be quite the transition, though, from recording, you know, great bedroom pop in your bedroom kind of thing to going into a professional studio with professional producers. Tell me about the process, and let's hear a little bit more about some of the stuff you learned too, working in a professional recording studio setting.
Oh my gosh, I learned so much. It was a big transition. It took a lot of confidence to go into that environment and try to feel like I belonged there, but Jonas, he is so wonderful and he brings such joy and compassion to every project that he works on, which really made that process more comfortable. He also has an artist cabin there where you stay because he's kind of off the beaten path. And this allowed me to really have a bit of a creative retreat and disconnect from everything other than working on the music for a couple days.
Thank you very much for that. So moving on, you have a new song now. It's called Favor. Tell us about the inspiration for it and then what listeners might be able to expect when we get to hear it.
Yeah, Favor is probably one of the most upbeat songs I've ever recorded. It's a real indie rock track. This is a song that I actually collaborated with another songwriter. So typically I have worked with other people for some of the music and harmony arrangement, but the lyrics will be 100% mine. This time I did have a co-writer. Some of these lyrics were written by Ben Granger. And we worked together to create this sassy song about asking someone a favor, but the favor is just to keep what they're saying to themselves.
All right. Okay. All right. And also, you mentioned toward the top, too, that you're also part of a band. Let's hear a little bit more about this band.
Yeah. So when we're doing a stage show, we usually go by Jess and the Mess. So we perform my original music, but then I have a full backing support of a drummer, a bassist, and a lead guitar. And then I'm playing my rhythm guitar and singing. So it's still my music, just with a couple extra people up there with me.
Right on. So do you find that you're playing a mix of music as a solo artist and then sometimes with your band as well?
Yeah, lately it's been pretty similar sets, like similar songs that I'm playing, whether it's solo or with the band, maybe a couple more stripped back acoustic slow songs when I'm solo. But with the band, it's just a more full production and we get a little bit more energy out of it by having some more people on stage.
All right. And with that, I heard through the grapevine there's a new album coming out. Can we get some, give us a little sense of what we can expect from it and maybe when?
All I can say for now is just keep an eye out and know that Favor is not a standalone. It's part of a bigger project and there's more coming.
Oh, okay. Super secretive. Okay.
For now.
All right. Amazing. Amazing. And now, so Jessica, you have been active on the local music scene for a while now. You've been playing venues like Musiki, as you mentioned. You've been at the Cove Inn a lot, the Helm Dockside Patio, and several more. Where have you been this summer and what's in store for the rest of this summer?
This summer, it's been a lot of my usual spots. I've been at Musiki, I've been at Juniper Cafe. I've also been taking some downtime just to work on the creative process of getting this project put together. So maybe not doing as many shows as the last two summers, but I've got lots coming. We've got a full band show coming at Musiki on August 15th, and that one's a ticketed show that I'm very excited for. We've been packing the patio the last few times we've played, so this time we're trying to get some tickets going so the people that are planning to be there can ensure that they get in.
Nice, nice. And this will follow the day after your song is actually released, too.
Yes.
Amazing, amazing. And now, who's hot in your playlist and who's hot on your ticket roster? Who are you going to see?
Oh, I love this question. I recently got tickets to see Phoebe Bridgers this fall. Mm. Very, very exciting. I also recently saw Father John Misty, one of my all-time favorites, at Base 31, and that was a wonderful show. On my playlist this summer, I've been listening to quite a bit of Lucy Dacus, Julia Jacklin, some Big Thief, all the indie rock people, really.
Awesome. And are you going to be attending any festivals?
Oh, I don't know. I might be missing out on the festivals this summer.
Saving some money to put it, money to put into the album.
Yeah, putting it all into the album for sure.
Absolutely.
No, I've just been living through social media and watching everybody's Oshiega clips this weekend, but no festivals for me this summer. I think I overdid it with the festivals last year and the idea of standing in the heat. I was thinking that I might need a little hiatus from it.
Well, in recent weeks, it's been more like standing in the rain, I think.
Yeah, anyway. Actually, you know, I forgot the most important one. I'm going to Back to the Farm, and I'm very, very excited for that.
Awesome. Well, bring a sun umbrella or rain umbrella. Bring an umbrella, period.
Or both, with how it's been lately.
Awesome. And you just mentioned social media. How can people stay up with the latest news about you and what to expect with upcoming shows, maybe some more singles that are coming ahead of the new album, anything?
the alleged new album. yeah, you can check me out on Instagram is where I post most updates. So it's Jessica Wolowicz, spelled Wolowicz. And that's where you'll find all new things music from me.
All right. And do you have any messages out there for young emerging musicians in the community?
Oh, you don't have to be famous or have a famous family backing you to just do it. If you feel so deeply that you want to make music, give it a go. See what happens.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much, Jessica, for giving us so much of your valuable time to chat about the new single Favor, releasing August 14th. And your show is coming up August 15th at Musiki.
Yeah, thank you so much. The only other little thing I'll add is keep an eye out on YouTube as well, because there will be a music video coming out with Favor.
Okay. Yes, indeed. All right. So video, that's a totally different thing. Where, okay.
So we've been hard at work this summer. There's lots coming.
All right. So who did you work with on the production of that?
I worked with Colin Lowe and Andy O'Neill, both Queen's Film graduates, and then Ben Granger was involved as well. And the four of us just got to work on a hot summer day, and we had an absolute blast recording this video.
Okay, so we'll watch out for the video drop on YouTube the same day the single comes out, August 14th. Thanks again, Jessica, for joining us. Can't wait to play the song. We're going to play it right after this chat. Thanks so much again for joining us.
Thank you for having me, and thank you for everything, CFRC. Love you guys.
Love you. And welcome back to the Release Radar Rundown. You just heard a brand new song called Favor by local artist Jessica Wallowich, coming out on all platforms on August 14th. Thank you to Jessica for joining us to chat about her work, including the new song, video, and show happening on August 15th at Musiki. We'll end our program today with Jessica's previous singles, This Is It, Ashtray Whispers, and Stay, followed by a debut track released earlier this summer by local act Hey Buddy, the latest project from 18-year-old multi-instrumentalist Seb Heil. Layered guitars, airy vocals, and a mellow groove characterize the song and entire upcoming album, best suited for a campfire or a quiet day at the lake. Thank you for joining us here on the Release Radar Rundown. As always, if you're a local artist or know one who can benefit from social media coverage and local radio airplay, get in on the action by completing the Release Radar submission form on the Kingston Music Office website or visit kingston.music on Instagram. Don't forget to give CFRC a follow on Instagram as well, at CFRC Music too. Thanks for tuning in to the Release Radar Rundown. I'm Dinah Jansen. We'll see you next time. Thank you.
wash my plate from your name. Oh, disguise me inside.
If I had the nerve, but I'm just asking for you to stay. Now I'm just asking for you.
Hi, this is David Wilcox. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM, Kingston.
CFRC 101.9 FM is putting out the call for volunteer applications. We are looking for people interested in learning sports broadcasting, on-air programming, technical support assistance, all that, and so much more.